90.5 WKAR. It's Wednesday and time for Current States Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we learn about the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. The coalition's been helping children and adults in the Lansing area learn to read for more than 30 years. And here to tell us more about the Capital Area Literacy Coalition, its founder and executive director, Lois Bader. Welcome, Lois.
Hi, Mark. Good to be here.
Same here. Tell us about how you started the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. What motivated you to
Actually, I didn't do it single-handed, of course, and nothing major is accomplished with one person.
This is your chance to take full credit for the whole thing.
Right. Well, you know, I've been around so long that some of the people that know better are gone. But no, but seriously, Barbara Bush, that became the First Lady's concern was literacy, and they started up across the nation. I think the libraries got some money for a little while to, you know, have a location for the literacy groups. And so one of my doctoral students said, you better get downtown and get involved, because she said they could go down the wrong path pretty easily. So so I didn't know about that. But so I started with a group of people. And when we started out, we were only serving people 16 and over who were no longer in school. And I realized that if this organization was going to survive, we had to diversify. We also had to take care of children and teens and do GEDs and work on English as a second language. And so bit by bit, I wrote additional programs. And now we're at the full service area that we are right now.
Tell us about the key services that you provide. Where does the majority of your energy get focused?
Actually, we tried to spread it out pretty easily, because all of our programs are very important to us. The GED is a very, very great concern, and I know you interviewed our coordinator, Katie Stecker, here.
Yes.
Recently, and that's a tremendous concern. Without the GED or high school equivalency, these people are absolutely doomed as far as their financial lives are concerned. It's going to be very, and they know it. They're coming into the office pleading with us to give them some help. Give them some help immediately. These people are usually very, very poor. We often have to give them a bus token. They have young children, and it's just very urgent for them.
There have been changes in the GED recently. What do you make of those?
I'm not very happy about it. The GED originally came about from the after World War II, the veterans who had dropped out to go to war needed a credential to go to college. And so a nonprofit organization took care of the GED for a number of years. Now it's been taken over by a for-profit company, which is Pearson. Happened to be my publisher, too. But now the cost of the GED is double. And this is a burden for students. It's a burden for organizations trying to help them. There are alternatives to the new GED, and what I'm hoping in Michigan is that since they've already approved our giving the new GED, they will also approve one of the alternates. The GED can only be taken by on computer, and so many states across the country are approving an alternate high school equivalency test that doesn't have to be taken on computer. Some states are approving two or three tests that can be given. So I am hoping that Michigan will approve another test, so that if things aren't going well with this new test, which is supposed to be very, very hard, we would have an alternative one.
From your vantage point, we're talking with Lois Bader, the director of the Capital Area Literacy Coalition here on Current State's Neighbors in Action. From your point of view, Lois, how prevalent is illiteracy and poor literacy here in the Lansing area?
Well, generally, the figure that's put out in Lansing and across Michigan has been about 20%. But they're considering people reading on the sixth grade level as being literate. Now, with the workplace changing, that could change. But if we take the 20% of the total Tri-County population, we're talking about 92,807 individuals. United Way put out a figure a couple years ago that about 960 people are dropping out per year, so you can multiply that. But it's not just the number of people that we count reading on a sixth grade level. I have in front of me the Department of Labor report that states that over one-third of the U.S. population cannot perform such activities as writing a letter explaining an error on a credit card, using a bus schedule, or using a calculator to determine a 10% discount. So as they document, this shortfall in skills translates to ability to do well in the job market. Mm-hmm.
What are the barriers, though? Talk to us a little bit more about the barriers that keep people from becoming adequately literate.
Well, one of our programs, a very important one, is the Read to Succeed program. And we do have a large number of university students that help us with that. We tutor children in the Lansing School District who are in extreme poverty, who are failing to learn to read. There are some children who have never been read to. They might be in first or second grade and not know the alphabet. They're coming from homes that are extremely poor. About 28% of our students last year came from homes where the income level was less than $10,000 a year. So poverty has always been the major predictor of illiteracy, mm-hmm. and it certainly is there. The good news of that is that when we tutor these children and have them matched one-on-one with a trained supervised tutor, they do excel. They get up on grade level. Our challenge is to get more tutors. The more people that we have volunteer, the more children we can save.
And how many volunteers do you have? How can volunteers get involved with your effort?
Well, we have a webpage, thereadingpeople.org. And they can simply call the office or email us, and we'll be happy to get them started. Actually,
do you have enough volunteers? Do you feel you're short?
We are short volunteers for English as a Second Language, for GED, for the Read to Succeed program. We are short of volunteers in all of our programs because we have waiting lists. And so also, I can still give university credit to people who want to work with us, and that's been a big help, too. But, yes, we definitely need more volunteers.
TheReadingPeople.org is the website for the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. Where does your funding come from, Lois?
Well, wherever. We're not standing on the corner with a tin cup yet, but we may get to that point. I don't know. We apply for grants. We have an annual appeal. Every other year, DART has a bowl-a-thon for us. We just apply wherever, you know, we think we have a possibility of funding. So, you know, we did a little bit better on the annual appeal this year, and I was rather surprised because I thought with the ice storm that we wouldn't do as well. But we have some supporters who are loyal to us.
Lois Bader is the founder and executive director of the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. Lois, nice to see you. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to see you, Mark. Bye. Thank you.
Sure. We could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing excellent work. Current State needs to know about them. Help us out. Send us an email about these great nonprofits in the area to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.